The Naz featuring Todd Rundgren on The Dusty Show. Singles going steady. Hey, everybody. I'm glad you're listening. This is Voice and Heart. P.O. Box 9847.
Single young man, well respected in his town. Seeks a fine young lady from a similar background. Generous, responsible, successful man of means. Socialize with presidents and queens.
Revolution Rabbit says better than the Monkees version. What do you think? P.O. Box 9847, Voice and Heart on The Dusty Show. Started off a little slow. Fabio, was that your fault? Did you have that turntable set at the wrong speed doing all your manipulations with your weird records?
I'm afraid so. Sorry.
That's okay, man. I love you anyway. What are you doing? You going off to meet the man? Where are you headed?
You got a man.
You're always going to meet somebody. Look, and you got a bag in your hand.
It's a pear.
Is it a pear?
Yeah, see, look.
Is it a red pear or
no,
a traditional?
It's a yellow pear.
Traditional pear. You're just always eating that healthy. You're healthy, Fabio. Yeah,
organic pear.
Yeah, that looks good. An organic pear. Well, that was the extent of our break there. This record excited me when I was young. They targeted these records for kids like me. We were the right age. The trees were the right height. This is Bang Shang-a-Lang, the Archie's Dusty Show. Singles going steady.
I recall just walking down the street, trying to escape the city heat. I saw her from the corner of my eye. Yeah, she looked so good, I thought I'd die. My heart went bang, shang-a-lang. Bang, shang-a-lang. Bang, shang-a-lang. Bang, bang, bang. My heart went bang, shang-a-lang. Bang, shang-a-lang. Bang, shang-a-lang. Bang, bang. Something said I shouldn't waste no time. Mine. I walked right up and said, how do you do, do, do?
remember when I held it tight. Bang, shang, bang. Felt like holding dynamite now. Bang, shang, bang. What's that ringing in my ear? Bang, shang, bang. Tell me ain't those bells I hear. Bang, shang, bang. Bang, bang, shang, bang. Bang, bang, shang, bang. Bang, 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 shang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Hear the warp? That one spent a little too long in the back window of my parents' 66 Pontiac Executive, I think. It may have been that long since I played it. Let's switch gears. Let's go upstate Wisconsin, up north, as they say, for Leroy Van Dyke. One of my grandpa's favorite songs. I love this, too. You might remember it, The Auctioneer.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go, Baron. What are you going to give for him? I'm at 25. Will he give me $30? 30, make it 30. Bid it a 30. 35, another 40. Make it a 40. Bid it a 40. Now 5, 5, 5. Make it a 45. And now 50 on the bind there. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will he give me 30, make it 30, bid it a mama, $30, will he give me 30, who'd have bid it a $30 bid? $30 bidder now, 35, will he give me 35, to make it a 35, to bid it a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid? As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bidder now, $40, 40, will he give me 40, make it a 40, bid it a bomb, $40, will he give me 40, ooh, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bidder now, 45, will he give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid? So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. Then his fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He is the best hillbilly auctioneer. $45 bidder now, $50, 50, will you give me 50, make it a 50, bid it a bomb, $50, will you give me 50, ooh, bid it a $50 bid. $50 bidder now, 55, will you give me 55, to make it a 55, to bid it a 55, I sold that hog for a $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out and welcome, boys. Here we come, a lot of number 29 in. What are you going to give for him? I'm a 25 to get $30, 30, make it 30, bid it 30 now, 5, another $40, 40, 45, another $50, 50.
Did you ever go to a real-life livestock auction? We used to do that back in Iowa. It was great to hear the better colonels. They were so, so good at it. 13 minutes after 6 here in Jersey City. Don't know what time it is where you are. It's time for Rod Steiger. From Oklahoma, poor Judd is dead.
Poor Judd is dead, poor Judd Fry is dead. All gather round his coffin now and cry. He had a heart of gold, and he wasn't very old. Why did such a fella have to die? Poor John, he's dead. Poor John, dry, he's dead. He's looking oh so peaceful and serene. And serene. He's all laid out to rest with his hands across his chest. His fingernails have never been so clean. And then the preacher'd get up and he'd say, folks, we are gathered here to mourn and groan over our brother Jed Fry, who hung himself up by a rope in a smokehouse. Then there'd be weeping and wailing from some of those women. And then he'd say, Jed was the most misunderstood man in his territory. People used to think he was a mean, ugly fella and call him a dirty skunk and ornery pig stealer. But the folks that really knowed him knowed it beneath them two dirty shirts he always wore. Their feet are hard as big as all outdoors. As big as all outdoors. Jed Fry loved his fellow man.
He loved his fellow man.
He loved the birds of the forests and the beasts of the field. He loved the mice and the vermin in the barn. And he treated the rats like equals, which was right. And he loved all the little children. He loved everything and everybody in the world. Only he never let on. So nobody ever knowed it. Poor Johnny's dead. Poor John Fry is dead. His friends will weep and wail for miles around.
Miles around.
The daisies in the dell will give out a different smell, because poor John is underneath the ground.
Poor John is dead. Folks are feeling sad, 'cause they used to treat him bad, and now they know their friend has gone for good.
Poor Johnny's dead. Our candlelight is aid. He's looking oh so pretty and so nice. He looks like he's asleep. It's a shame that he won't keep. But it's summer and we're running out of ice.
Poor Judd is dead from Oklahoma. Dale says, I love this. I thought you might, Dale. It's your kind of song. I don't know if you're a Slade fan from back in the 70s. I was. I got to see him once at the Omaha Civic Auditorium. I tell this story over and over. $5 for a Slade, Nazareth, Thin Lizzy, and the Ian Gillan Band. But what happened to Slade? As the 70s gave way to the 80s, you'll probably remember this one from 1984. 80s, Slade on the Dusty Show. This is Run, Runaway. Don't forget the Silent Marathon. Go to the website now. Pledge for this station. We need you.
Run away, seek a million, lying there in the sun, all things to everyone.
it's not Quiet Riot. G. Lampa says this lady's not doing much to loosen my purse strings, Clay. Irony Bread wrote something too. Speaking from experience, sixth graders in 1984 thought Slade was a new band, and their version of Come On, Feel the Noise was a cover of a Quiet Riot song. I just like these big power chords. Dave Hill, right? Not our Dave Hill, but Dave Hill with Naughty. Trying to remember the other guys' names. Jim Lee, was that it? Slade, 1984. Let's advance one calendar year to 1985. Everybody was enamored with that new sampling technology and talking about this song from Paul Hardcastle.
In 1965, Vietnam seemed like just another foreign war, but it wasn't. It was different in many ways, and so were those who did the fighting. In World War II, the average age of the combat soldier was 26. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19. In Vietnam, he was 19.
The heaviest fighting of the past 2 weeks continued today, 25 miles northwest of Saigon.
I wasn't really sure what was going on.
Combat soldier typically served a 12-month tour of duty, but was exposed to hostile fire almost every day.
700 enemy troops were killed last week in that sensitive border area. Throughout all of South Vietnam, the enemy lost a total of 2,689 soldiers.
Started off with the Naz, Todd Rundgren, and whenever I play Todd, it's just all over the Accu playlist. People love
none of them received the hero's welcome
to bat it back and forth about Todd. Everybody was enamored with those orchestra hits, too. A lot of songs had that setting on the synth. Orchestra hits. Clay Pigeon with you on the Dusty Show, 25 after 6. Fabio still waltzing in and out, eating his pear. I want to say hi to my brother-in-law, Eric, who's visiting from Green Bay, Wisconsin. Welcome, Eric.
Freakazoids, robots, please report to the dance floor.
From 1983, remember this one?
Z-O-I-D-S, Freakazoids.
Midnight Star with Freakazoid. Come on, Pop, dance.
I've never been into this type of music.
I love this one.
Just not my thing. I mean, there's a vague, you know, like Kraftwerk kind of like influence there. You can hear it. But it's sort of like that early electro overlap, you know, from this kind of electronic rock of Kraftwerk and early hip-hop.
So you just chimed in to say you don't really like it.
It's not my thing. It's okay. I mean, no, it's just not my thing. It's good for you, though.
Is it my kind of thing?
Yeah, it's your, definitely works for you. Reminds me of Scorpio, you know that track Scorpio?
Dennis Coffey?
No, not the Dennis Coffey track, but it was a hip-hop version. I think it's Grandmaster Flash, maybe?
Yeah.
Somebody in that early hip-hop.
Does it sound like that Afrika Bambaataa kind of Detroit thing? I don't even really know what that sounds like, but I'm guessing.
It's a New York electro, that electronic, you know, thing
it's
going on.
It's New York, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Midnight Star.
Fab Five Freddy, Melly Mel, that whole crew.
Now, didn't Monica from FMU have something to do with Tommy Boy Records?
Well, she worked there. Yeah.
She did?
She was one of the...
A honcho there?
Yeah, she was a big wig.
Once I found that out, I wanted to know her better. I did. I thought some of that stardust might rub off on me.
Really?
Yeah.
There's a word for that, but I can't say it on the air.
Sycophant.
No, that you could say.
Oh, yeah.
It's two words.
Oh, I love
One's
Monica.
A dirty word,
yeah.
And the other one's star.
When I first met Monica and Sue Braun, I thought they were a couple. And they always kid me about that.
I think they're not happy about that. I would think they were. Well, I maybe. Know. I don't know.
Well, they were cute together. But Sue, I know her boyfriend, the Russian guy.
Yeah,
he's really cool.
Absolutely.
And Monica. Oh, I love Monica and her little dog, Butter. There's so many nice people here, Bob. And then there's people like you.
And then there's
just
people like me.
Smacking your microphone.
And then there's people like me. That's an interesting way you phrase that.
Yeah.
I see. So you're saying that I'm not a nice person.
You are nice, Bob. You know, I had the phone here. I wanted to get out and interview people, but there's visitors in town and all kinds of stuff going on. Sick last week, all this jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask people who are single but going steady about their romantic lives. I thought that would be a good tie-in.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I even suggested a name for this show long ago, which was rejected, and I thought it was
Singles
good.
Going Steady?
Yeah, I said Cult 45 would have been a good name. Gee, that's good. I mean, that's pretty good, isn't
Cult
it?
Cult 45.
You don't like
it's
it?
It's okay. I could dig that.
You got a 30-second window right now if you want to call 201-209-9368.
Yeah, because then I'm out of here.
Get Fabio and I talking. 201-209-9368. Probably last chance, or I'm going to go back into these questionable 45s. I knew I wasn't well-aligned heading mm-hmm. into this, Fab. Mm-hmm. I got quite a stack here, but I don't know which way to take it.
I think you should go next with the Paul Hardcastle.
I played it.
Oh, you did already.
And it didn't do anything.
Yeah,
they love talking about Todd Rundgren. Whether you like him or not, mm-hmm. it always generates big mm-hmm. talk on the
everybody,
playlist.
You know, a lot of people know who he is, at least. You
15
know.
Seconds for the call, 201-209-9368. Otherwise, we're going to play a Tommy Boy a song. I always like this one, but I imagine it'll...
Who is it?
Well, I want you to guess.
You want me to guess?
Tommy Boy, yeah.
I'll probably fail at that.
Yeah, no one's going to call either. They want to hear Singles Going Steady.
Yeah, I think so. I should leave because I'm not a nice person.
See
so.
How fast you can identify this next song. What, Pop?
Is it Barry Manilow?
No, no.
Is it?
Information Society.
See, I would have never got that.
19, what is it?
80, 81,
82.
88.
Yeah, later on.
Wow.
And this single sounded better then, didn't they? Maybe they're just less worn out. Is that what it is?
Depends.
It's good to see you, Fabio. Information Society.
All right, see you later.
What's your
Ray says, nice pick, Clay. Love this song. Thanks, Ray. It does sound good.
I wanna know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
This is the Balloon Farm. A question of temperature.
There's a sudden rise in the mercury. There's a thumping in my heart. It just had to be. Heat wave, hurricane whirling in my head. Cool disposition just hanging by a thread. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind? Of temperature, yeah. I wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night with the fever, yeah. She says, I won't hang you up, and I said, baby, I believe you. Sure. Is it a question of love?
The Balloon Farm. G. Lampa says, Clay, are you laying on a cot, face down, legs crossed, with bunny slippers and curlers, rifling through these 45s? I should be. G. Lampa, 22 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. It's almost over. That Balloon Farm was on one of my favorite labels, Lori. And there's a connection to this next song. The artist's first name is Lori. And I think it's a guy. I think it's a guy, one of those Wayne Newton-type guys. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it isn't. Remember this one from Lori London? Sing along with me now. He's got the whole world in his hands. Great song.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world.
Child, maybe.
In his hands, he's got the whole.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hands,
he's got everybody here.
In his hands,
he's got the whole.
Newton doesn't like how he says Hans.
He's got the whole world.
He's from England, Newton.
In his hands, he's got the whole wide world.
In his hands,
he's got the whole world.
In his hands.
I could keep that kind of music coming for you all night long if they'd let me. Laurie London, he's got the whole world in his hands. 19 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Clay Pigeon with you on WFMU 91.1. I hope you're having a great day. It's cold here in Jersey City. Been a nasty last couple of days, but I guess that's what par for the course for this time of year. I was upstate last weekend, and there was ice on the deck. Ice outside. It's coming. The snow can't be too far behind. I remember a record fair a couple years ago on a Halloween weekend had a veritable blizzard in Manhattan. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I like winter. Here's a song that brings back those old memories, too. I thought I'd slip it on for you. Horse Jankowski, A Walk in the Black Forest. Nice piano tinklings. Stay with me now. Used to be rife with such songs, simple instrumentals. What was the last one? What, is it still around? I remember Music Box Dancer. That might be the last of the last one. So much good music yet to come in the next 16 minutes. Then Hardy White with A Heap and Help and A Miracle Nutrition. Ian in Seattle says, this sounds like a Floyd Kramer, real close, Ian. Horst Jankowski, one-hit wonder. Although he may have had many in Germany, I feel like he's German with a name like Horst. I had older brothers, two of them. One graduated in 67, one in 72. How about you? Did you have older brothers and sisters? Did it affect your record collecting, the music that you like? Or were you the oldest? Did you have to lead the way? And did your younger brothers and sisters follow your lead in their musical tastes? I remember back in the day, the most exciting thing to do when you bought a hit record was to flip it over and discover the B-side. Here's a song that was a favorite of many back in the day. Some of you might remember it. Dale and people like that will remember it. Some people with a little snow on the roof. This is the flip side of Wipeout by the Surfaris. You know what it is? It's a great song. Surfer Joe on the Dusty Show.
surfers all go. There's a big bleached blondie named Surfer Joe. He's got a green surfboard with a woody to match. And when he's riding the freeways, man, is he hard to catch. Surfer Joe. Huntington Beach one week for the annual Surfers Convention meet. He was hanging five and walking the nose, and when the meet was over, the trophy was Joe's. Surfer Joe. Marines today. They stationed him at Pendleton, not far away. They cut off his big blonde locks, I'm told, and when he went on maneuvers, Joe caught cold. Surfer Joe.
I miss Julie. You know, I remember back in the early days, Julie and I used to pair up a lot on the radio. We did the Hurricane Sandy show, and of course she's been doing the overnights for a while now. Dark Night of the Soul with Julie, a fantastic program. I like being on the air with Julie and miss her. We'll have to get her in sometime, and maybe we can reconvene the triumvirate with Fabio, Julie, and I. It's a volatile mix of personalities that doesn't always work, so sometimes we have to do a diumvirate to try to cover for it. If you're a record collector and you just pick up almost anything if the cover's cool, certainly you've got a couple of this man's records in your collections. They're always elaborate album covers with the dial-a-wheel, with all the changing pictures. Bobby Sherman is the king of that. I'm going to send this one out to Julie. I love this song. Bobby Sherman, Julie, Do You Love Me? On The Dusty Show, 12 Minutes to Hardy. Stay with me. Good stuff yet to come. I'm glad you're listening.
Being alone at night makes me sad, girl. Yet brings me down, alright. Tossing and turning and freezing and burning and crying all through the night. Whoa, Julie, 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 do you love me? Julie, 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 do you care? So much fun together. I was sure that you were mine, but leaving you, baby, is driving me crazy. It's got me wondering all the time. Though we knew I couldn't till then.
Singing.
Julie, Julie, will you still be there?
Bobby Sherman is now 71. Vivo says, Carmichael likes this better than Easy Come, Easy Go. What was that show? Here Come the Brides. Man, this is like almost like nursing home music now. It makes me a little sad, but it's just some realities. I'll be in there someday listening to some old Bobby Sherman on the music. Geesh, I almost forgot what I had coming up next. 10 minutes yet to go. Enjoying your comments on the AccU. I have about 30 seconds of time left to pump up the silent marathon, so I do hope you go to the website and make a little pledge to the Dusty Show, but more importantly to FMU. I think I'm riding right about, in the 40s somewhere. Could use a little help, but appreciate those who've already pledged. Next week, I'll go down the whole list and then center in on you and give you all that attention that you so deserve. Controversial pick here. Some of you won't like it. Some of you might. I love the production. It's Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, right? Janet Jackson, Control. This is General Kane on the Gordy label.
Born 4 months too soon. All for love and love for all. Who would know later in life he'd fall? This boy was raised with a steady hand. His daddy was a hard-working man. His mama gave him all her love, cause God gave it to her from above. Crack, kill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house. His friends thought it was all for fun. He robbed the old woman with a water gun. His heart was pounding, his eyes was wide, but the devil was on his side. Crack, kill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house. Crack. He should have died that day, but he didn't. He got away. He was living the life out the silver spoon. He was riding like a cowboy gone to the moon. But the pipe had him. Life's no fun. Now he's just his mama's son on a dead-end street, and he don't really know. His only family's the rocks and the blow. Crack, kill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house. Crack, kill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house. Crack. He had big ideas, he had big old dreams. By far this was his worst scheme. He became a preacher, spreading the word, telling folks what they had already heard about life in general. A matter of fact, a little bit of this and a little bit of that, but nothing mattered, nothing at all, but a glass pipe and a little white ball. Crack, kill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house. Jack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house.
Crack, kill, Applejack. General Kane on the Dusty Show. That's it for me.
Whistle, twassle, twustle, twone. This boy was never going home. It was a sad sight, I must confess. He died on the freeway in a mini dress. His mama told him which way to go. He had to smoke something, the Lord didn't go. And what I thought was really odd, he died screaming, oh my God. Crack, kill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house. Crack, kill, Applejack. He jumped in and he couldn't jump back. He was just too blind to see that death lives in the rock house. Crack.
Death lives in the rock house. Death lives in the rock house.
Crack.
Huh, says Beat It Pigeon. Hardy is on. You got that right. He's next. All the way from Alabama. Hardy White's Miracle Nutrition, followed by the entire Thursday night package, the TNP, on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll catch you next Thursday for another edition of The Dusty Show. Until then, take care. And always remember, Dick Hyman. Topless Dancers of Corfu.
Oh, hello, neighbor. Come on in. It's good to see you. You say, oh, I'm not your neighbor. I live in the apartments like three blocks that way. You're still my neighbor. My gosh, what's your definition of neighbor? Mine includes the words origin, which nay, near, and burr, farmer. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, but near farmer. You're a near farmer. You're a farmer that's near to me. You're over there farming the old apartment building place. So, yeah, it's looking good over there. You guys are doing a great job. But you're still my neighbor. I would say you were not neighbor even if you were living in Hokkaido. I feel like that's not even remote enough to be my neighbor. You say, well, that's not remote to me. I live in Sapporo. I know. That's all right. I didn't mean it that way, friend. I meant it's so far away. Oh, the world is a big... Is that bothering you? You hear that tick, tick? That's my clock. You say, well, that sounds very slow to be a clock. I know. Well, time runs more slowly here at my house. I'm so sorry. A lot of people don't come over for that reason. They go, well, you live in a different... Your time's going at a different speed, and that scares me. No, though. You want that. You'll live longer. You come over here, and time's a little bit stretched out. And a lot of places you go, tick, 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 tick. You go, what's going on? What's that? Never mind. And you don't want that. Oh, time passages, as one of my favorite singers sang. I don't know what it means. Are they passages literally through time? I don't know. I haven't been watching enough science fiction. I'm going to shut this off. I don't want you to be distracted by it. You say, oh, it's interfering with my own heart rate. That can happen. You say, oh, I don't want to influence you. When we get around one another, all sorts of things sync. Did you know that? You say, oh, I thought it was only menstrual cycles. No, if you don't have one, there's nothing to sync. But I'm talking about a lot of other things sync, I think. One I know is blood pressure. Maybe is even inverse. Some people I get around and my blood pressure goes up. I don't know whether they're doing it or I'm doing it to myself or something. Oh, but I react when I'm among other people. My senses, I feel like they run everything. They're running the show. They're they're a family and they own the shop and I work here. I'm really just the only employee and I do everything, but it's mainly menial. I don't know how that works. They do all the fun things. And then I go, yeah, senses, I'll do anything you say. I don't have a choice. I need the job. What am I going to do? Go work outside of my body? I've tried that while I'm sleeping. And then you come gasping back in. You say, I'm going to stay put. I can't do that. I can't work. Do you work outside the corporal home? No, I don't. I just stay put here in my body. Oh, I've become used to it. That's why it's going to be such a shock. When I know I'm going to have to move at some point because people don't realize that. Say, oh, I've been here so long, I forgot I was renting. No, I know, because they let you paint it and everything, right? Because they go, oh, they know something. Why are they letting me tattoo it? Because they know that they're just going to, when you're gone, they're actually going to tear it down because the property is worth more. I don't know what I'm saying. I'm not a realtor. Nor am I anything else. But I am. This is my house. Well, it's not really my house, but thank you for coming over. I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about something, though, that I know is bothering you. I can't see you, Hardy. It's so difficult to believe I'm in your home because I'm not seeing anything. I'm just hearing. And I go, that's one of the senses. Oh, when you see all five of the sense siblings at work, you forget that they all live in different houses. They go home to different places. And we're talking about hearing and what a lovely house she has. And you're talking about her house. But it's so strange. You say, well, when I'm there, I don't see anything. That's because it's not Vision's house. That's who you're thinking of. Now, this is the house of sound. Oh, I hope that I could convey things in the house of sound to you, though. Here's something I learned about senses. Did you know, this is in the Did You Know section of Reader's Digest. Is that still around? I'm reading it in the 70s, so I forget. Did you know, first of all, light travels faster than sound? Right? We know that from planes and things. So that works that way with your senses, too. So when you're watching something, the light is getting in there before the sound. So everything should be out of sync when people talk. But your brain knows this. Your eyes are they're very smarty smart. Or your brain is, rather. And they go, you know what? I'm going to wait for you. And sound has to catch up. We're slow. Sound is slow. It's coming to you. And it's distorted as well. You know, you're not getting exactly right. So I wanted to talk about that with you. That's why I had you over. You say, well, why did you use the emergency tornado siren? I thought if I just sent you an Evite, you wouldn't even open it. So I was like, oh, this is really important. I want to talk about hearing. I want to talk about listening. Listening or hearing, is that the same thing, Hardy? Dang it, I should have thought it through. Could you sit there for a minute? I'm going to go to my den and think about things. No, I want to talk about how we mishear, you know, even basic sounds. Because I was discussing Foley with a friend. And I said, I would like to do some Foley with you. And he said, all right. And then I hit him in the head with a stick. And he went, ow. I go, well, that one's perfect. Except it doesn't really sound like being hit in the head with a stick. Boy, the Three Stooges had it right. You have to do something a little more substantial for it to actually sound like that, I think. Because a realistic sound is not very realistic. You know, I've always thought that when I'm here. Let me get something for you.